Should we give a warning that if this podcast just cuts out in the middle of it because you just sprayed a gallon of juice inside
goo.
The mixing floor?
I sprayed goo. I sprayed my goo.
He sprayed some chemical inside of the actual mixing board.
I did. I sprayed a little Electrosolve WD-40 contact cleaner in there. Nettoyant de contact. Limpiador de contactos.
Should we just tell the people that they're about to listen? They're listening to history.
This show?
Yes.
I hope that's true.
this is a landmark.
This is something that there is an element to this that has been
there's been something else in the room right now.
it's been in the works for 2 years.
Maybe. I mean,
it's over a year we've been talking about doing this.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast.
Whatever this is.
Your artificial.
You didn't even know the word? What did you say?
I was looking at this. I was the contact. It's the contact cleaner.
And you sang what you read?
I sang what I read. That's off to an auspicious start.
He's got the attention span of a newt.
Josh Flicker's here, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And Larry Morgan. I wonder if we could get a hold of him and have him tell the story. Do you think there's any possibility?
Let's try to give him a call. All right. First of all, if that works, is the phone going to work?
I don't know. Probably not.
You want to spray it with some shit?
Nothing ever works.
Let's spray it with your goo.
Let's see here. I wonder if we can...
He's dialing Larry right now. And it's ringing.
Is it?
I can hear it, but not... It's not coming through the PA.
Through the thing.
Yeah, the thing. Maybe because you sprayed it with stuff.
Oh, God. Try it
maybe
one more time.
Put
here.
It on speakerphone and hold up to a mic. See? People. Oh, there.
I don't want that. I want it to come through the dealy, Bob.
The hickey bottom. Plugged it into the wrong thing. He plugged it into a clothesline.
There we go. Contact.
He had it plugged into the vacuum.
He's probably not going to answer.
Oh, you knew it. You know he's looking at his phone right now going, no, I'm not talking to these assholes.
He's looking for his AAA card.
Hey, it's Larry Morgan. I'm unavailable.
Oh, man, bums.
We'll try him in a little bit.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to talk to him in a little bit. I feel we should let him tell the story.
Exactly. I want to find out more behind the story, too.
Should we tell people what's going to... maybe we save it for a few minutes from now?
Let's wait. Let's dive into the show. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I had a pretty busy morning so far.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, we had a soccer practice, and it was like a 2-hour practice. So I've been sitting out in the field.
Owen.
Yeah, Owen had a soccer, and I've been doing that. Just basically sitting out in the field for 2 hours. So
watching a bunch of 7-year-olds.
Yeah, just kick the ball around, chase balls, fall on the ground.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's good.
There he is.
There he is. Ringing.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hey, were you trying to call me?
I was. You're live on Your Artificial Friends.
What?
Yeah.
And you thought I've heard of that show before.
And you thought it wouldn't happen this morning. Larry, can you tell everyone what happened? You had every intention of being here right now.
I did. I was actually, believe it or not, looking forward to being there. even with you two. Wait a minute. You guys started early?
Well, you said you were going to come.
Yeah, you were going to come, so let's just get it out of the way, right?
Are you coming?
Oh, wow.
Are you coming?
Well, no.
No. No. Are you on your way? Are you coming?
No. I'm still waiting for somebody to jump me. Okay. And then I need to get my car started. Hi-yo. Merry Christmas, everybody. These are the gifts of jokes that I give to you this holiday season.
He's on fire.
It's a real bummer because today we were going to surprise you with something that Josh has wanted to do for...
You had an opportunity to be in the dark side of the moon of our podcasts. This is going to be the Led Zeppelin of our podcasts.
No.
Yeah.
What am I missing? What's going on?
You'll have to listen to the podcast to find out.
No, I don't do that. You'll have to tell me.
So what happened this morning, Larry?
I got to my beautiful Ford hybrid machine, which never fails me. And I'm blaming it all on the kid. I think he left the hatchback because he's been loading equipment in and out, running around with his guitars and crap. And I don't think he closed it all the way.
Left the overhead light on.
And
dome light.
I mean, it's been in the garage since, like, Thursday. And, yeah, that thing's dead. So, and there's nobody around to give me a jump. So AAA is my only option. And, you know, they don't necessarily
Is it forward facing in the garage, too? Or is it backed in? Like, are they going to be able to get to the battery?
I think they have that.
Oh, there's nobody in the garage. I mean, there's nobody parked in the garage, so yeah, they can get.
Oh, they can pull right. Oh,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They have that pack they can carry around.
Yeah, they usually bring those little generators, and this is exciting stuff we're talking about. So
portable garage chargers.
Well, Larry, Josh says it doesn't sound like Larry's much of a hope for this one. So you want to start a couple minutes early, and when destiny awaits, you want to get busy as soon as you
exactly.
can.
Exactly. It was
the buildup is so in my mind, I can't even imagine. Do I know what this is?
You're probably aware of it. You probably had a whiff of this coming.
You've heard it mentioned in the past before, I'm sure.
Maybe it's going to be a better experience listening to it than instead of being there live.
I really, really wanted you to be a part
many,
of this.
As many things happen with your artificial friends, the buildup is nowhere near as interesting or as exciting as the actual event.
Oh, well, that's kind of you to say.
I don't know about that.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
You meant it the other way around.
Try that again, Larry.
Well, let me put it this way. The talk about the shed and the actual shed, not really fans.
Well, I'm so sorry for your misfortune today. It would have been great to see you. But
are we on for next weekend? I know that's just before the holiday.
Let's do it. The last one
of 2019.
Can your big event? Can your big deal wait until next week?
I feel like
can it?
I don't know.
I hate for you to make that audible right here in the
exactly.
middle.
I feel like we've already cracked the can open a little bit, and it's like, can we put the foam
it's
back in the beer?
It's not gonna
wait. There's a can involved.
No.
What you said? Damn it!
Yeah, I don't know. We'll talk about it. We'll maybe get back to you.
I mean, you guys can certainly find. Believe me, I have actually listened to this podcast before. I know you guys can find 45 minutes to an hour worth of bullshit to talk about.
Well, maybe we can save some for
him. Oh, that yes. We'll save some for you. We'll let you be part of the festivities.
That's our promise.
I'm so intrigued. Yes. Okay.
Well, give our love to the AAA driver.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I may have to if my membership ran out.
You know, that's the thing. How many times has some shit happened to me, and I needed AAA, and it expired in February, and it's June.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so this is awkward. And they're like, pay us the money, and we'll be there.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I don't have my card on me, but they didn't reject me when I made the call.
Oh,
so
nice.
I think I'm all right.
Yeah, they'll tow any car you happen to be standing next to.
Exactly. Yeah. Before I was even married to Cindy, we had just started dating, and I locked my keys in the car out in Pasadena, and I'm just like, I don't know what the hell to do. So I call her, and she's at work, and I'm like, what would you do if you were outside of your car and your keys were inside of your car and it was locked? She's like, do you want me to call AAA? I'm like, will they do it? Because I wasn't on her thing, you know?
Sure.
And she's like, yeah, sure. So she calls him.
Yeah.
This dude comes up and up. He's like, your key's unlocked. He didn't even... he barely put the car in park. He left it running. He jumps out of the car with that blackjack thing, that whatever,
uh-huh.
just slides it, and looks at, looks, makes eye contact, and looks right at me and goes, watch this. He goes, <"Ching!"> and it pops right up. And I'm like, thanks, man. And he gave me, like, finger guns and got back in his truck. It was there for a total like 40 seconds. I was like, this is the greatest day of my life. He was the coolest guy in the world. It was like Batman, the AAA Batman. He's just like,
He sounds like the Matthew McConaughey of AAA guy.
It's so cool.
All right. There you go, my man.
Exactly.
You got a tip for me? It'd be cooler if you did.
He was just like double finger guns back in the car and peeling out.
You know, that's actually, I know this is a little bit of a, I'm jumping ahead here. I can save this for next week, but I think one of my New Year's resolutions is to incorporate those finger guns into more everyday life.
Yeah. Mm. The world needs more finger guns.
Yeah,
I think so. I think that's just a cool move.
I think the tensions in this political divide would cool a little bit if everybody just started doing more finger guns.
A question, a point of order. When you do finger guns, do you blow the smoke off of the end of the barrel, or is that...
It's optional. It depends. I wouldn't do it every time because you're diluting the finger gun.
Yeah, I mean, I think you save that for like really exceedingly super cool situations. Yeah. I mean, I think a couple of pew pews are going to be fine.
That,
but you do something spectacular, then it's finger guns. So, you twirl them like they're going back.
Exactly, and then the holstering. There's that, and then there's also the wink and a.
Yeah.
Oh wait,
Andy's getting a call. You want to get that?
Yeah, I'm getting an important call from Spam Risk.
Wait, hold on.
Who's she?
Spam call over me. Not until I have the chance to do this.
It's answer.
It's beginning
answer.
To look a lot like
Spam
Christmas.
Risk. You just hang up on
it. Yeah,
did you tell you want to answer Spam Risk?
No, I hung up on Spam Risk. It was Spam Risk calling from
Spam Risk. If you're listening, call back.
Spam Risk calling from Compton.
I got a call from Nigeria at work the other day. It literally said Nigeria. I'm like, no.
There was something I wanted to share with Larry. Should I call him back?
Yeah. Well, you know he's not going to answer.
He probably won't.
No.
So I have some momentous news.
Oh, momentous.
Yes. Very, 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 very big news.
Bring it. I'm ready.
Something I've been working on for 5 years, for over 5 years.
Is it still the shed?
No. No, you asshole.
What are you doing in the shed this time?
What do you want to talk about my shed?
I put plumbing in the shed.
No, it isn't.
Okay, what is it? I'm excited now.
When I moved in here,
mm-hmm.
this
okay, wait, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
This street was not as nice as it is now, and it's not the greatest street in the world, right? But it's coming along.
Yeah, no, it's a nice street.
Yeah, and
nice neighborhood.
You know, so there were bars on my window of the house. I took all that shit off and painted it, and you know, painted the wrought iron fence and motorized the gate and all.
Took down the barbed wire.
Yeah, did everything to try to bring the house into more of a beautiful state of being. And along up and down the street, other people have been doing things too, renovating houses and making improvements and so forth. So, and that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
But we are a couple of blocks away from a major intersection in town.
Right.
People love to avoid that light by banging down my street at 50 fucking miles an hour.
Right. And your street's not exactly a wide two-lane street, and there's a lot of parking.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there's no...
Yes. So they've been tearing... Like, our next-door neighbor, a year or so ago, was backing out, got macked by somebody just not paying any attention and zipping by. And you can't... When you're backing out, you can't see around
there's
the cars that are parked there.
Exactly.
So trying to... If somebody parks a van right there, I just have to trust.
And it's kind of close enough to... one of the main streets, so they if they make a left turn onto there and just accelerate, they're already, you have no time to react.
On top of that, I have two small kids.
Right.
And in addition to that, there are fucking semis that are cutting through here. Like,
seriously?
I'll see like a huge Coca-Cola semi. I'm like, what? Come on. There's no need to go down.
Get a tax strip.
My street. Yeah, exactly. There's no need for that. And they're just doing it to avoid
a light.
A light. So I've been trying for 5 years to get traffic slowed down, and I got them the stop sign that's down at the end of the block here.
Uh-huh.
I got that put in.
Nice.
And I felt like Mr. City, Mr.
It felt,
community activist.
Has
community
that always been here? Cause it's
no.
Really?
No, I got that stoplight put in.
Yeah, but I mean, like, how long has it been there?
About 4 years.
Okay, three, so it's always been there for me. That feels like there should be a stop sign right there. It's not like up to it and be like, what the hell is this for?
Yeah, so I tried to get humps put in on my street.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried to
in your living room?
Get some lovely lady humps.
Yeah, exactly. Tried to get some humps put in for my pleasure.
I tried to get a hump in.
For my viewing pleasure.
Been working, and I got turned down.
Yeah.
And I called Paul Kerkorian, the city councilman here, and got very little from his office. I mean, they got me in touch with the city to, get the stop sign done. But then after that, I'm like, we need this block really needs some humps put in. And they're like, sorry, we don't control that. We can't do it. I'm like, I bet a word from you over at the city might help if you tell them this is a priority. Nope, sorry, they can't, I'm like, really? Well, and I, was...
Did you do it, Andy Dufresne, and just write them every week?
I would get on the phone and I'd talk to them, and it was like these people next door had an accident here and so forth, and I see people just tearing down the street. So finally, I said, I dig that you're saying throwing your hands up, but I'm the fact that everybody's doing nothing. If somebody gets hurt or killed on the street because of what's going down, then I think you guys are partially liable for not doing anything about it.
Because you've brought this to their attention.
Because I've told everybody what's up, and it's nothing's happening about it. So, anyway, nothing. They give me some of these signs that say...
I saw those. It's the kids that put...
Yeah, kids play. Well, you can't see the fucking sign because all the cars that are parked along the side. Exactly. And it's like, 2 feet off the ground.
They're like the cheesy little... house for sale.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Just the small wire thing.
And it's hard to read them when you're driving 50 miles an hour.
Right. And there's a car parked in front of it.
Right. So anyway, I did everything I could. I went through all the hoops and everything for the city to request a hump. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, we're not doing them anymore. 2 years ago this weekend or next weekend, I walked around to all my neighbors on the block and had them fill out this petition.
The request a hump form?
Yeah, exactly. And sent that in.
Formal hump request.
2 years ago.
1090C.
2 years ago this weekend I did that. And nothing. Finally, last Wednesday, on hump day.
Oh, there's only 52 of those.
I thought it was very cute that they reached out on hump day. On hump day, and by the way, that's maybe the title of this. On hump day, I got an email saying, you are on the list for humps.
Your humps have been
approved. For 2020 humps.
Hump list.
You will be humped in 2020. Right?
Well, congratulations on your humps.
Thank you. So now what I need to do is go around, and I have to give everybody on the block, all the parcels that that are adjacent to the street, I have to give them a packet of information saying, here's what's going to happen.
Here's how a hump works.
And they have to vote on it.
Ooh, hump vote.
Yeah. Then there are 20 parcels, I think, that actually touch the adjacent to the street. Mm. So I've got to give them all the information, and I've got to get 66% of them to agree to it, or they won't do it. And when you go around, they say, don't be pushy about it, because remember, A, these people that have you're going to be driving.
Don't wear your shoulder holster. Is the jacket wide open? Yeah. I'm thinking about a hump. What you thinking about?
Don't bring the finger guns. Don't be pushy about it, because these are going to be your neighbors, and you don't want it to cause a rift.
Right.
And not everybody is excited as you are about it. And you're going to be driving over them more than anybody. So keep in mind, don't be pushy about it. Well, I went around to get votes yesterday, and every single person, the answer was, fuck yeah, hand that to
really?
Me. Yeah, everybody's really...
Well, good. Good for you.
I go up there, and I'm like, hey, so I've been trying for 5 years.
You say, I got one word, humps. And they're like, where do I sign?
I said, I've been trying for 5 years to get humps on this street. And they're like, yeah, so have we. I'm like, well, I did it. They're like, what? Hand it over. I want to sign.
You're a hero.
I am. Like I'm a community organizer.
You are the hero of the block.
I am.
You're a superhero.
I know.
Did
a little something to improve my world.
I would have personally just done it vigilante style. Just went and got some cement. Just made my own. One time when we lived in Little Armenia, we had this driveway that people just insisted on parking in front of. So I went one more Sunday morning, I got pissed off and was tired. I couldn't get out of my driveway. And I went to the hardware store and I got red paint, red spray paint. And then I took a piece of cardboard and I spray painted like a 12-foot red area right in front of our driveway red as a fire zone, and nobody parked in front of it ever since. It's a great, it's if you look at it, it's hysterical because it's only like a 12-foot space just all red, and then the rest is all gray. Nobody parked in front of it then. It's community I just took the law into my own hands.
Well done.
Worked, though.
Well done. I don't think yours is quite as
and if there was ever a fire, it could only fit like one 12-foot car would be parked there. It'd be like the chief could park there, and then everybody would watch our house burn down. But yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. I don't think yours is quite the community
I don't know.
Advocacy that mine was. But.
Well, I think it's along the same lines, though, right? Everybody ended up happy in the end.
Who did?
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, get out of my fucking driveway. Sorry, I didn't need to drop that F-bomb in there.
Anyway, I just scratched humps off my list. I've shared.
I've been meaning to bring this up every time I go to the bathroom here. and this is what happens. We jump into something else, and then I forget it. There's like three things we need to talk about.
Okay.
First of all, your bathroom in the guest house, your toilet is the roundest toilet I've ever seen in my life. It's amazing. I stare at it when I'm taking a squirt. It's like a perfect circle. Why is that? Is that do you know what I'm talking about?
The bowl is.
Yeah, it's like a perfect circle. It's amazing.
I never use it.
I go in there and just take a leak sometime and look down and be like, wow, this is perfectly round. Yeah. And I've never seen a perfectly round toilet. Because
that's what I want to think of you when I'm in the
pit. It's like a bird bath. Anyway, that's topic number one.
Okay.
I think we need to talk about rats.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well,
you left us all on a cliffhanger. What did you do?
Catching you up. Uh-huh. In the beginning, I was hearing scratching up above me at night. And so I decided that, though, obviously there's some rats up there, and I needed to do something about it. So I called the exterminators, and they said, well, here's what the story is. They're probably getting in some outside entrance, and so what you want to do is seal that up first. And,
which you did.
And then if they're caught inside there, you want to put traps up there so that you can, get rid of them. And so I put four traps. I sealed up the entrance where I thought they were getting in.
Big
rat traps. There's an extra one sitting over on the top over there. See by the door?
Yeah, they're nasty. Big.
Yeah. And
how much money would you put your finger in one of those?
No.
Yeah, I'd break your finger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You lose your fingernail for sure.
Yeah, those things. I would maybe do a mouse trap. You'd have to give me like $500.
No, I'll do a mouse trap
for how much?
You give me $100. I'll do
$100 for a mouse trap.
Sure.
On your finger.
Sure.
Which finger? Are we negotiating now?
If you had to choose the finger, that's an interesting question.
Do I get to choose?
Or no. If you had to choose finger that you were going to put on a mousetrap, which finger would it be?
I think it would be my ring finger.
On which hand?
My non-ring hand.
On your non-ring hand, you would put your ring finger in there?
You know what? I think I'd do my thumb.
Yeah, because it'd be thicker. You could take it. Yeah,
and you get it closer to the meaty part.
And I think what I would, do it upside down, maybe.
Oh no!
No,
I'd want to go. I want to go right here to the bone.
Well, you mean you would do it with your knuckle?
Yeah,
right,
I'd try to get it up towards the meaty part.
No, you got to put your finger in there. Which finger?
Thumb is finger, a. Oh, don't say the thumb's not a finger.
Yeah, but you're talking about putting the side of your palm in.
Yeah, but I'm saying this part is meatier down at the base. There's more meaty down here. I'm not talking about the meat wad on the base of your thumb. I'm talking. Yeah, it's thicker. It seems more sturdy. The thumb seems like the sturdiest of the digits, doesn't it?
I think
it's the king digit, right?
You would think. Anyway, just something to think about.
All right, rat talk.
So I have to come home and I have to open the hatch and see what happened in the attic. And
can you remember what I told you to do?
No.
Off air, is to go to the hardware store and get a barbecue set.
Oh, get tongs?
Get the tongs and just fucking pick the rat up and throw everything away.
What I did was I go and I buy some gloves, some yeah. rubber gloves.
Yeah.
And
a radiation suit.
And I just, you know, I got a mask on.
Yeah.
And I went up there and I opened the hatch. And when I opened the hatch, one of the traps falls out. It had, I guess what happened is I didn't set it quite right.
Oh, so it went off.
And it went off because there was nothing in it. But then I'm like, oh God, what is up there? Is something up there that did set that off and you know, and
died in the corner.
So I then poke my head very gingerly.
Would have just loved to have a camera on the other side of that, just to see that crown of your head coming up real slow, and then the gas eyes, and then the gas mask.
I bought something, another piece of equipment for this. That I,
you know what I'm picturing? What? Have you ever seen The Great Outdoors when they try to kill the bat? And they're all wearing, he's wearing like a tennis, like John Candy's has like a tennis racket, and he's got like a gas mask. Uh-huh. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
That's how I picture you, though.
But I go and I buy something that I've always kind of wanted to have, but you would never want to be caught using.
Oh, I'm intrigued. What would this be?
It's one of those headband lights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I do want one of those, but I don't want anybody to see me.
I know.
Because exactly there's so right. many times where you're like, fuck, I wish I had one of those.
Right? Right now. Yep. You end up with a flashlight in your mouth.
Yes.
You know, trying to hold it while you do something.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I don't want to have my mouth open
right.
while I'm up there looking at a rat in the face.
Anything in the mouth. Yeah. Yeah.
So I buy one of those things. And it was like, you know, $14 yeah. or whatever. And now I'm really glad I have it. Again, I don't want to ever be seen using it.
You know what I had? You know what the only time I had to wear one of those was? What? Was when I was hunting Sasquatch that one time. That's mandatory, like, Sasquatch hunting equipment. But go ahead.
Why would you?
So I don't know. So you can fight the Squatch with your hands?
So you can... So you can announce your arrival with this beam from your forehead?
I was just there as a participant. I'm not a leader of the Squatch Club. I'm just saying this was part Squatch hunting gear.
Okay.
Mandatory.
So anyway, I poke my head up in there, and I look around, and none of the traps were popped.
Have you heard any scratching since?
So that makes me think, did they get out? You know, did I seal up the hole while they were out?
They were probably pissed when they got back.
But then the other night, I'm coming in here and I'm doing some work, and late at night, I hear, scratch, scratch, scratch. There's something up there still. And I don't know what to do.
You went out back and it was...
I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to lure them out.
I got something that might lure them out.
Yeah.
Have you tried some cheese? Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
This is a very important very important moment in our podcast.
This is the moment. This is something that Josh has wanted to do for quite some time. Does this go back to Mark in the Morning days?
No, I think I don't even know how it came up here. Because, you know, we always talk about food.
We do.
Oh, my God. I can smell it. All right. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to say it. You're listening to the Limburger episode.
Woo!
It's happening. It is happening. So I was at the grocery store on Friday, and a long time ago when I saw it, I was like, okay, now I know where it's at, right?
Yeah.
And then I went back like a week later to get it to do this thing, and it was gone. And I was just like, oh, I'm just going to have to keep my eye out for it. And this time I saw it and I'm like, I'm buying this. I don't care if whatever. I'll just take it over and eat it myself. I have to. we're trying Limburger.
Well, and here's the thing. I think this deserves a little bit of a setup.
Go.
Because I don't know if Limburger, like when we grew up, you know, in our childhood, we'd watch a Looney Tunes cartoon and there'd be Limburger in there and you'd see the stink lines coming up from it and you'd hear the foghorn.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, like, and it's just always been this morbid curiosity to me to try this cheese.
It's known to be a rather stinky cheese.
Yes, and
it's something about the cultures that make it turns it a little rancid. I mean, it makes it smell like hell. It smells like shit.
I've I knew that it smelled like shit, but what kind of shit I didn't know until I bought this cheese, and now I know the shit smell of hamburger. I know this smell, and it's completely wrapped in foil inside a foam bag, inside a paper bag. Okay, so I'm warning you right now. So I put this thing in a cooler, okay, and I let and 2 hours of soccer practice. I didn't smell it. I left it in my car in a cooler with ice. Right, I come out and get in my car and I open it up and I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? And I realized the Limburger smell had seeped through its wrapper, its cooler, and its paper bag, and it was sitting inside of my car.
So. Oh God, I just smelled it.
Like, this whole time we were having all these conversations, I keep getting a little puff here and there, and I'm like, it's not even, it's like completely sealed up.
I'm glad my workspace is going to smell like.
So, we just know about Limburger, but you don't know how to eat it, right? Like, so I researched it, and I asked my old man, and he basically said the same thing is, he remembers that all the old timers would eat it on rye, like a sandwich. It would eat rye with an onion and Limburger. So I went and found like mini cocktail rye bread, right? And then I cut up some onions. So we're going to do this like legit style. Have water?
No.
Oh. You wanna, hold, please.
Oh, hold, please. And we're back.
All right, so
Have you tried it before?
No, I've never.
You very strongly advise to get some water. So
I'm going off by the sense of smell. My wife made me pack a bunch of gum for us. Oh my God!
He's got like a brick of extra chewing gum. Right, so,
I can smell it. It's not even out of the bag, and it is already eye watering. All right, here you go. There it is. Oh God, hold it. That could be.
Oh God. Oh God.
I got a little cutting board.
If we opened this and there was a turd inside, I would not be surprised. This is, oh God. Oh. What, is it the onion I'm smelling?
I don't know. I can't tell. All right, so let me.
Bavarian made Limburger from St. Mang. What's St. Mang?
I don't know.
The patron saint of.
All right, so here, I'm just going to. I got us some little rye, fun little rye bread toasts. These are okay. So should we just crack it? Hand it over. Let me get it made.
Pasteurized milk, salt, microbial enzyme, bacterial cultures, and ripening cultures. Oh, it ripened it.
Yeah. Those ripening cultures are working pretty well. They're working overtime.
Do you need me to move something?
Let's just move this.
Move this over here?
Okay. Don't get any on the crane.
Sorry for the handling noise.
I'm peeling it. I'm going right for it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll describe it.
Take a big whiff.
It's... All right, first of all, it's in a... rind, so we're not even experiencing the 100% Limburgerness.
It's got ash around
do you
it.
Want, no, do you want to hit it? You want to hit? They're gonna big bong rip off of this. Huff that.
Oh,
what's your initial thoughts? What are you thinking right now?
It made me kind of want to poop.
All right, so it's got a rind to it.
Do not drop any of this on the
and
floor.
And it's also it's not hard. As she said, it's creamy, like a brie. I guess.
So you're gonna break it open?
No, I'm gonna cut it in.
I don't know if I want the rind. Can I just have the gooey stuff on the inside? Yeah, that's what
I'll do the best I can. But I'm just taking the end off.
Okay.
So it's happening. So it's like a brie. You wanna smell it?
It's like a brie. Brie's a cheese. Oh, God. You know, it's not as bad as I remember it.
Okay. So you...
My dad had it once, like when I was a kid.
All right.
What do I want to do with this?
Put it on
this
plate? Save it.
Save it for a rainy day.
Hide it somewhere.
Do not get any of that out of there. warning you.
It's got like a...
It's, you know, it's more... I thought it was more...
All right, and then the onion.
I thought it was more creamy than this. It's a, you know, it's a soft cheese, but it's not creamy. It's,
all right, onion.
Uh huh.
Is that good? I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's
one.
Great.
And then I'll take that one. All right. I'm just gonna put this on your plate.
Do you wash your hands after you pissed?
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, I
did.
I don't know now.
All right, you want to do this?
Uh-huh.
I'm going the whole thing.
No, I'm not.
Why not?
I'm just going to have a good sized bite. There's a lot of food here.
It's not terrible.
No, it's kind of a.
There's a little zest to it, right? There's a little tang, right?
It really doesn't even smell all that bad. I mean, I thought it was going to smell like Fumunda cheese.
Yeah. I'm kind of disappointed. I was hoping this would be shittier smell. I'm going to have another one.
Mm.
You want another one?
Mm. Well,
yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, have me another one.
All right, I'm just...
The onions are more offensive than the cheese.
I was going to say, I think that might have been the smell. But maybe the two, because my car smelled like somebody stuffed a gym sock up their ass and farted. That's what it smelled like. All right, here, round two.
Okay.
Oh God, almost fell.
Oh God.
All right. Yeah. So Limburger, we did it.
We did it, and we survived it.
Oh, we did it, and it wasn't that bad. Should we save something for Limburger, Larry?
I think he's got his nickname.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wonder if we're doing this right.
I don't know.
I wonder if it should be warm or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I dropped the...
God damn it. Get it. It's right there. You see it?
Yep. It's down by the...
That's exactly where the cricket was. It is. Do not leave cheese on the floor in here. Yeah, I've got mice upstairs, or rats upstairs.
It's kind of... Yeah, it's stinky. Smell your hands. It smells like... It smells like you went to sleep with your hands in your armpits. It smells like armpits.
Mm.
Doesn't it? It stinks.
Is this the most...
I'm eating some of the rind. I don't care.
Is this the most, odoriferous...
I want no onion.
Limburger there is? Well, I wonder if there's if we got a mild version of it.
I bet we did.
Yeah, I think we have to still keep looking for some really... I think...
Color me slightly disappointed.
I'm a little disappointed. Yeah, I think what you got to do is you got to get it that's in the jar. You know, the creamy, really creamy stuff. Because that's how I remember it in my
jar?
Head. Yeah, when my dad had it, this is, 40 years ago. But it was in a little jar, and it was whiter. It was like a lighter color. And, it was in like a little jar, like a little caviar jar or something. You just dropped more cheese on the ground. God damn it.
No, I didn't.
I see some right there.
Smell your fingers.
You smell my fingers. Right there, you see it?
I'm trying to get it. There. I got it.
Do not leave cheese on my floor. I mean it.
I feel like we should have had some wet wipes ready.
Do you want to... Here, I got a napkin.
Do you have a wet wipe?
No, but I've got a napkin. Want me to lick it? Here. Here's a paper towel.
That bell's going to stink like ass.
Don't put your Fumunda finger on my bell.
All right, so check that off the list. Things done.
All right, that's done. Done.
Would you say... If somebody asked you... What Limburger was like, what would you say? Somebody's like, did you like it?
I didn't even think it was that pungent in any way. I thought it was a very, very
mild. I thought it was going to taste more like the smell.
Yeah, it was very mild, creamy, like a Havarti or something.
Right.
It was very easy
with like the texture of a room temperature brie, like a cool brie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was, that was not, I was really hoping for the end of the world there. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Once again, I failed. Why don't you used to failure.
Why don't you take that home and you could maybe melt it on a burger?
A Limburger burger?
A Limburger.
Are we going there? A Limburger burger?
Have a Limburger burger.
I might save that just like put it in the fridge and save it for charcuterie for Christmas.
You know what I bet that might be nice with? Some mac and cheese. Melted it in.
I bet you that would be good on a burger.
Yeah.
A Limburger burger.
A Limburger. Limburger burger burger.
Excuse me.
So you were... thank you for doing this. Thank you for going to the trouble to getting the tiny little loaf of bread that makes me feel like a giant eating it.
That was fun, huh? Fun little toasts.
And for corralling the Limburger cheese, I really appreciate that.
I'm glad we did it, but I am disappointed. But you check that off your checklist,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're not afraid of anything.
No, we did it. See, that's what happens when you overset. When we, just like Larry said, the build-up was super great, and the final product was terrible.
Man, I hate it when Larry's right.
I know. A jerk. You nailed it.
Last week, when you were done with the podcast, you said you were going out to finish your Christmas shopping. Are you finished?
Oh, yeah, completely. Nice. And I got all the lights up and everything.
No, how'd that go?
Awesome. Super easy.
Because you check them before you put them up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did that. Everything's done at the Fleer household. Just some wrapping. Really? I'm not doing it this year. I already gave warning. I think I did it last year.
Whenever somebody says, hey, do you want to do some wrapping? And I say, sure. Christmas Day is around the corner.
Don't do the white boy wrap. No? Do you ever notice anytime a white guy tries to rap, it always is the same beat? It's the same cadence every time.
Is it?
Yeah. White boy rap.
Yeah.
Do it. It's the same thing. Everybody. Start to rap. It's the same thing every time. All white people do the same terrible rap. I don't know why.
It's almost like a square dancing kind of thing.
Exactly. It's terrible. White people imitating rap is just terrible. It shouldn't be done. We talked about the rat. We talked about your bumps. Got Limburger.
I did my first Christmas presents this morning before what do you mean? Got here. For my family members,
yeah.
I ordered things that will be sent to them.
Just today?
Just today.
We have received all of the shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Today's only, we're doing this on Sunday. This is the 15th.
Owen got a scooter.
It's 10 days before
Owen Christmas. Yeah, you should be done by then. Owen got a scooter from his daycare for Christmas, like a little Razor thing.
Yeah.
And
you gave it to him already?
Yeah, it was their Christmas present.
Huh?
They gave it to him. I'm not going to say, here's your scooter that you got. I'll put it up on top of the fridge till Christmas.
Well, why don't you wrap it and put it under the tree?
It was a gift from them to him. Okay. They gave it to him.
All right.
They had a Christmas party. Great. And they gave it to him.
Super.
But he was about an inch away from driving that thing head first into the tree. And he like bailed at the last. And I was on the phone. I was up doing FaceTiming with my parents, right? And I just look over and I see this happen. And I'm just eyeballing him like, scooter away. He's like, oh, it's okay. I'm going to put the scooter away, Dad. I'm like,
oh, my God. Something yesterday. I take Silas to see the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
And
it was good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Another Nutcracker.
You went to suck two?
Yeah, this is the second one I've seen this year. Jeez, I went because
nuts you gotta crack.
I went because his
takes two nuts to crack.
His classmate was in one.
Mm-hmm.
Over here was across town. No.
Was he the cracker?
Well, so we go to it, and afterwards, in the lobby, Silas wants to look at the Nutcrackers over there, and I'm like, "Well, we've got to get home, actually." And he's like, "No, but I want to," and he turns without looking where he's going, knocks a 95-year-old woman to the ground.
Yes, did he stand over and finger gun? Go, yeah, like a sack.
But I gave her a kick.
He said, "That's what you get, lady."
I was mortified.
I'm like, no,
you gotta watch where you're going.
Yeah, Owen does that too. He does that. They just, it's like they're so excited or something. Uh-huh. They just take off, and I'm like, you gotta. He's always looking at something else while he's walking or running, and I'm constantly like pushing him to avoid running into a tree or running into like an old lady or something. But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, we went and did that. I ordered the present, and our Christmas cards came today.
Smell your fingers.
So I'm gonna. I didn't touch it with my fingers. You're the one who touched it.
My fingers definitely smell like butts.
Please don't touch anything in here.
Like sweat, and like it smells like a sweaty armpit, and you use onion for a deodorant.
You smell like Mary Catherine Gallagher.
It's
superstar.
I had a roommate that used to smell stuff all the time.
Yeah,
he would just pick shit up, and I'd always catch him doing it. He'd just like grab something, he'd be like pick up the bell, and he'd be like, I'm walking around the corner, he'd just be like this, smelling the fucking all the time. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just smelling it. It was like his thing. He loved to smell stuff, and he would just always smell whatever was laying around. Isn't that weird?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. So what were you going to say?
The Christmas cards came, so ready to send those out. Those have to go out on Monday, mm-hmm. right tomorrow. and what else? What else?
I feel like I need a bath.
I actually did a voiceover this week.
Do you have an idea of what it is?
Yeah, well, it was. They said it was for a video game for like, I don't know.
Final. Oh, it wasn't what I just heard?
No.
You didn't get the idea, I think.
It was like they said, I forget what, Final Fantasy 29 or something.
Oh.
Where they have it in Japanese and you have to translate it.
Right.
And it's...
localize it is what they call that.
Is that what they call
that?
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
So I would hear...
We call game getting localized.
They would play me the audio of what the character says in Japanese, and then I would have to read it in English, right? And I had the script that I would read, but they would give me, I don't know why they thought that would help.
It's like try to translate all the, what's the big lizard's name?
King Godzilla?
Godzilla. You know how they're like,
yeah.
It's like everything is super enthusiastic. Or like Speed Racer, too. Did you ever hear that? Like, he's in the truck.
Yeah.
They always end with,
It was exactly that.
Oh, no, Speedy's going to hit the car. Look, there's Racer.
And so they would play me something, and it felt like Bill Murray in Lost in Translation. Did you ever see that movie?
Yes.
You know, where he's doing the commercial?
The hand thing.
In Japanese.
Doesn't he have to do like some Suntory weird hand Times? Thing?
Well, it was not that, but they... they had, you know, hold it up. Exactly. Act like you love it.
It's so uncomfortable watching him do it.
And he... you know, the director's talking to him and for a long time, and then she turns to him, the interpreter, and says, he says, smile. He's like, well, it sounds like he said a lot more than that. It's like, please smile. So that was the impression that I had on a lot of these, because their lines were longer. So, Oshiwidota. And my line was...
Take a right.
Yeah, exactly. My mother, excuse me, that's mine. And I'm like, really? That's because that sounded nothing like, and I don't understand how that's supposed to be helping me. Anyway, so I did 4 hours of that.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
That was a real hoot. And but first time in a long time I've gone out and done something like that.
Yeah.
Made me feel good.
Do you like riding a bike again? Just dive right in?
Yeah. It was a good feeling.
Good, staying busy.
Yeah, and we had our office party on Friday.
Mine's this week. We're doing that. We're going to Barcade.
Where's that?
It's called One Up, I think. It's like...
Where is it?
In Sherman Oaks.
Oh.
I think. I don't know. I've never been
there.
So it's
like a Dave and Buster's sort of thing.
No, it's like a bar with a bunch of vintage arcade machines in it.
Oh.
I think they're set to free.
They're free.
Yeah, and you just go in and you order drinks. Like, you can't... And I think... You can take kids in there if it's like before 5 or something. I went to the website and they had like a million games on there. I was like, I'm just going to go drink some whiskey and play some Gorf or Donkey Kong or something.
Gorf?
Yeah, remember Gorf?
I remember Gorf.
It's on the Commodore 64. Gorf.
Anything like Dorf?
Dorf on golf.
Yeah.
I just thought about that the other day. I was like,
Tim
who
Conway.
Bought that shit?
Dorf.
You know who bought that shit? The people who bought Ernest Goes to Jail.
Yeah.
That's the same people.
I would say older white people.
How many Ernest movies are there?
Oh, God, I don't know.
What would you rather do? Stick your finger in a mousetrap or watch an Ernest movie? What would you rather do?
Well, one is It's the equal amount.
One is excruciatingly painful, and the other one hurts your finger.
That's what I was going to say. It's the same amount of pain. It's just distributed over a longer period of time.
Yeah, exactly. The mousetrap would be over in like a second, but you got, you know, 90 minutes of Ernest goes to jail. What was his friend? Was it Vern? What was the guy he was always talking about? What did you say, Vern?
Yeah.
Oh, Ernest. Is he still alive?
No.
Is he a classically trained actor?
He was. I don't know if he's classically trained. I don't know if he did Shakespeare, but...
Did
he?
I don't know.
What was his name? Ernest.
Watch it be like something very English and regal.
Ernest. Scared, stupid.
Scared, stupid.
Jim Varney was his name.
That's not regal.
Jim Varney.
Jim Varney.
At least I think he's dead. Yeah, he died in 2000 in White House, Tennessee.
Where does it say if he was classically trained? Trained.
Well, let's just have a look here.
Did you get any emails about best of stuff?
No,
I got some.
Did you?
Yeah, some people actually like almost time signatured it.
Wow,
they're like episode 143, 18 minutes in.
You'll have to share.
I will. I'm going to save them.
Yeah, well, don't wait until the last minute. Give me some time to put it together.
What did you want me to do? I had a case of Limburger in a bag. I had to take care of that.
I appreciate it.
I can only do so much in one episode.
We should say it again right now, what you said last week. If you have a moment from this podcast, I can't imagine what it would possibly be, but you want to revisit that, something from this last year, let us know the episode.
And I got enough comments on a moment from 2018 that I think we should slip that one in there as bonus content.
I bet I know what it is.
Yeah, you know what it is.
So if you have, does it involve Sam?
It's just as stinky as this episode.
Let us know the episode and give us a rough time signature of where it happens. Right. Like, hey, it's 23 minutes in. And that's all I need to know.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know. Let's see. Actor. Oh, he was only 51. He was 50 years old when he died.
Do you think he died in jail? He went to jail?
You know what? He won a Daytime Emmy Award.
Ernest went to the grave.
He gained further notability playing Jed Clampett in the Beverly Hillbillies. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was a piece of garbage.
And he was Slinky Dog in the original Toy Story.
Do you remember the Dragnet? Was it Dragnet movie?
Yeah, Dragnet.
Was that with Tom Hanks?
It was Tom Hanks and
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
That movie was terrible.
It wasn't
good. There was like people with goat heads in it or something. That movie sucked. But there was like a point in time that... I mean, I guess it's still going on, where they just remade all these weird television shows into movies.
Listen to this. Jim Varney had an established acting career before his famous Ernest. In 1976, he was a regular cast member on the television show Johnny Cash and Friends. He also played a recurring guest on the faux late-night talk show Fernwood Tonight.
So, classically trained. I nailed it.
From 77 to 79, he was cast as, is it Seaman? On SEAMAN, Doom and Gloom Broom in the television operation, a version of Operation Petticoat. Just prior to his stint as Ernest, he was cast as in the notorious television flop Pink Lady and Jeff.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. That's a notorious flop?
Pink Lady Jeff.
Pink Lady and Jeff. In 1978, he played Milo Skinner on the TV show Alice. He toured as a stand-up comic. His specialty was character comedy. He would impersonate numerous characters with elaborate backstories, many of which would find their way into later films and television commercials. How about that? Pink Lady and Jeff.
Now we're going to research that, aren't
we? I need to know about that. It aired for 5 weeks on NBC. What
year? Let me see if I can guess the premise. 1980. Pink Lady and Jeff.
Jeff Altman was in it.
Was 1980. I'm guessing this has something to do with, was the guy a trucker? This sounds like something like a truck stop, something that went off with BJ and the Bear, Smokey and the Bandit.
Here's what it says on Wikipedia. Okay. It aired for 5 weeks. It's referred to as Pink Lady and Jeff. It was riddled with complications, including a dispute over the name. Agents for the starring parties were never able to settle on one, and the show was advertised both ways during its run. Difficulties included script writing disagreements, guest star booking mishaps, taping and touring conflicts, and the fact that me and Kay, the Japanese members of Pink Lady, did not understand English.
What? I'm now I'm like intrigued by this show. I want to see it.
It was a Sid and Marty Krofft thing.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds like a train wreck. So it was like
it ranked number 35 on TV Guide's the 50 worst TV shows of all time.
Seriously, how much of a dumpster fire are you if you're running promos for a show with two different names?
That's great.
I mean, like, somebody from the needs to be fired. I mean, when you can't decide what the name is and you record promos and you're running your advertising,
it lasted,
like, no, it's Pink Lady and Jeff. It's like, no, it's Pink Lady. Well, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to do it this way. It's like, okay.
It lasted 5 episodes. So everybody did get fired.
That sounds like it's 4 episodes too long.
All right. Are you ready for some Yaff line?
I've been dying for some Yaffer.
The telephone line you can call if you have anything on your mind to share with us. Questions, concerns.
My fingers stink.
If your fingers stink, call 626-657-6428. That's 626-657-6428. Or PM hat. That's your
name. My wife's going to, she's not going to be happy with me when I come home with stinky fingers. She's going to be like, where were you?
Where were you?
I swear to God, it's Limburger.
Who are you with?
I'm going to have to literally walk in holding the Limburger in my hand. See? See? It's here. All right. Sorry, people.
Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, Affers. This is Low Energy Mike from Belize.
Belize?
He's in Belize.
He's still there?
Yeah. Tuesday, we went on a pretty cool tour with Mr. Rick's hired man, Manny. He took us out about 5 miles, some mangrove islands, where we met a guy that has a small bar and restaurant. Just him, his wife, and their 7-year-old daughter.
Jeez.
On an island with no land. Boardwalks and buildings on stilts. Then we went snorkeling. Got to watch how the locals catch lobster. We got more than enough for dinner. I got to swim in the coral for 45 minutes. Then headed out to King Louis Island, a small resort, bar, restaurant, all on an island smaller than your Trader Joe's parking lot. Went to look for manatee, but none were to be found. That evening, we had more lobster than we could eat. We've been doing a remodel at Mr. Rick's house.
Oh, I wonder if he's working.
The fourplex. Oh. Joining the upstairs units into one unit, as it's no longer being a rental.
He's building a treehouse.
We're flying out on Monday. Hopefully the ski area will be open on Saturday. Not a bad vacation for a ditch digger.
So is he on vacation or is he working?
Talk to you later.
I think he's mixing business and pleasure.
Is there anything more poorly designed in the world than a Trader Joe's parking lot?
You've mentioned this.
You've
mentioned that the prerequisite for Trader Joe's is that it has to have a fucked up parking lot.
Right. Well, they get an architect to design the building, and then they get a 5-year-old, and they give him a crayon, and they say, okay, I want you to design a parking lot, and I want one that will cause the most injury to everybody.
I think that's a salient observation. I think that's what powered his this. Okay. I think he remembered you saying
that. All right. Well, okay. I didn't remember if I said it. It filled me with fury I'm like a bug, and I hear something that pisses me off, and immediately I get filled with fury. I'm just like, oh, I hate Trader Joe's parking lots.
I haven't noticed that quality.
I just get filled with anger real quick.
Got another one here.
All right.
One more.
Hey, Yaffers. This is listener Ed from northeastern Avalali. A couple things I wanted to touch on. Andy, I know you're going to get mad at this, but Josh is right on the sound thing. I did some investigating on the internet, and there is no sound in sound waves, supposedly. And if there's nothing to hear it, there is no sound to be generated, I guess. So. But you guys are in the biz. You guys should know a sound engineer that you can talk to about this. And secondly, Josh, your problem with streaming, I had the same problem. I live in a two-story townhome just like you do. I had just the generic router that they give you when you get your modem. And it doesn't matter how much speed your modem is generating. If you got a lousy router, it's not going to stream properly. So you need to invest in like a, you know, $150, $200 router that's got like the six antennas. Because the ones that you get from your provider, it just rains the signal down. The good ones that you buy, they rain the signal up and down, so it'll go upstairs, all around. Yeah. You'll get better results.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Enjoy the show. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Ed.
Hot modem talk, hot router talk.
Yeah, and you guys shit on me for my shed talk.
I had a good router on. I don't even want to go. I don't want to dive into
it. You know what's great?
It's all technical bullshit. Yeah, I agree with you.
This app translates the calls.
Yeah.
Does a transcript.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you need a $150, $200 router.
Yeah.
It wrote that as $100 and $5,200 router. You need to spend $5,200 on a router. The number, if you want to call in anytime, by all means, it's 626-657-6428 or OAMUCK.
And if you have had Limburger.
You just shit on
this. Go ahead. OAMUCK.
Mnemonic device.
OAMUCK. OAMUCK. AMUCK. PM hat. Phonetically say it. OAMUCK. PM hat. If you've had Limburger and you think our experience is different from what you had, call us and let us know, because we're still not sure if we had the proper Limburger experience.
Tell us where to go to get the stinkiest cheese.
And, yes, and if there's something that's worse than Limburger, bring it. What's the next grossest thing you want to eat?
Wow, that's a question.
Oh, think about it. You want to let that one simmer for a little bit? Maybe hit that one next episode?
Yeah.
You got a week. Think, what's the next grossest thing you want to eat that you want to try? Is there anything
that I want to try?
Yeah, because I'm not going to make you anything you don't want to try.
I was mentioned the Limburger that my dad had. It came in like a little caviar dish. Have you had caviar?
Oh yeah, I like caviar.
Yeah,
do you like pate?
I used to like it, but like foie gras.
Yeah,
I can't do it anymore because of the cruelty of it.
Well.
Like them force feeding a duck or a goose.
But,
yeah,
but they have different types. Don't eat duck pate. You can have different.
You know what? I'll have monkfish liver pate.
What's a monkfish?
Monkfish liver.
Oh, wait.
Check it out now. Monkfish liver.
Hold on for
Check
a second.
Check it out now.
You can do some noodling on the guitar. I got to find this headline that I saw on the CNN this morning. I know. Don't be watching CNN. I put it on while I was taking a crap. I'm going to just hand this to you, and I want you to read it, and then I want you to open it up and scroll through the article until you see the picture of the thing that they mentioned.
Okay. I should read this?
Yes.
Thousands of chunky, squirming penis fish washed up on California beach. I'll click on that.
Chunky penis fish.
Right? Oh my god.
And then there's a picture of this thing, and it literally looks like describe what it looks like. What would you do if you walked out to a beach and saw thousands of those things flopping around? I'd scream and run in terror.
I'd stick one in my pants and go strut down the sidewalk.
I mean, it's even got a ball. This looks like, when they say chunky penis fish, they're not lying. They're not like, they're not trying to grab, they're not. Okay, oh my God, this is the first line. A horde of large fat worms descended upon a Central California beach, spooked out of their burrows by a bomb cyclone. And then there's a picture of this. Basically a dildo. It's just a whole bunch of dildo. And it says, file photo of penis fish. What the hell? Can you imagine like waking up in the morning, going doing your morning jog on the beach, and all of a sudden you just look around and there's just all these dildos flopping around on the ground, like, that actually look real?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That should be... like
we gotta post this on
what's
the
great
website.
Is it's just an animal, so you can make that.
I wonder what they taste like. Does that make me gay now? I don't know. I feel like everybody. Okay, this won't be up. I feel like we got to post this on Facebook.
You got to put a picture of it, yeah.
Would it get taken down? Will we get like red flag for posting the penis?
That's
fish?
What I'm saying. It looks like a dick.
And the way, look at the way he's holding it. He's like cradling it.
Yeah,
it's so gross. This whoever picked this up,
it looks like a porn dick.
Whoever picked this, yes, whoever picked this up gets should get a medal. I mean, it picked it up with two hands and is holding it. Like here, I present to you.
Those worms are hung,
and it's got one ball.
It's got a locker room penis there.
Penis worms. Well, I don't got nothing left to say, right?
No, yeah, I think you end on that.
Yeah, let's go.
Go out on a high note. Go out on a stiff note.
Oh, how do people get a hold of you, Andy?
with my penis fish.
You're large. Don't forget chunky. Large, chunky penis fish.
It's Andy_Chanley on Twitter. It's Andy Chanley on Instagram and DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook.
And if you don't believe me, just Google, I guess penis fish in California, and I guarantee there's about 50 articles.
And then send a picture of it to Josh.
Somebody send me
at Joshua J.
Oh, somebody
Fleeger,
did send me another dick pic.
Joshua J. Fleeger at gmail.com. Joshua J. Fleeger at gmail.com.
Fleeger.
I know it's Fleeger, but I don't want people to send
Amok
it to
PM hat.
Fligger. It's Fleeger. There's not two G's.
Thank you for doing that for me. I didn't have to do it. I appreciate you.
I'm happy to help.
Okay.
Good to see you next week. Let's do it again.
Stink finger.
Last one of the year, maybe next week?
Yeah. When is it think Larry will come?
I hope so.
People that you know don't like you can. Can. Tune into this abrasive
podcast
where you are official. Limburger.
You are abrasive.
Things I see, chunky, what I sing.
Chunky penis fish.
Chunky penis fish.